probably one of the most descriptive ahadith that describe Rasulullah out of everybody is the hadith of Umm Ma'bad, which is interesting because she only saw him once. She only saw him once. And many of the companions, they talk about how they used to have such a reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they wouldn't actually look at him for too long. Even though he was physically beautiful, even though he sallallahu, and by the way, when we say physically beautiful, it's a physical beauty that's appropriate for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not necessarily like the beauty of Yusuf. It was a beauty that was appropriate for someone who is leading battles. And everything that you learn about the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he was very strong. His joints are strong. He's azim al-mankibain. He's broad shoulders, fleshy hands, broad joints. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they're describing his beauty, they're describing the beauty of a person who is a statesman, a person who is leading military campaigns. It's not like a pretty beauty necessarily. In any case, Umm Ma'bad, she sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once. And she saw him when he was on his trip from Mecca to Medina when he was migrating. And he's with Abu Bakr and he's with their companion. And they come upon the tent of Umm Ma'bad. And Umm Ma'bad, she was a Bedouin. Her husband had went out with whatever goats they had for pasture. And these people come to her tent and they ask if there's any meat for them to buy. And they ask if there's any milk for them to drink. And she says, no, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. Everything's gone out. And so the Prophet ﷺ sees one goat that stayed behind. And he said, what about that one? She said, that stayed behind because it's so frail. It's got nothing. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, do you mind if I milk it? And she says, if you can get any milk out of it, sure, bismillah. So the Prophet ﷺ commands for a bowl. He sits down and the udder fills with milk. And the Prophet ﷺ milks and he gives for all three of them to drink, including Umm Ma'bad, and he was the final one to drink. They leave. Abu Ma'bad comes home, her husband. And remember, they're fugitives. Quraysh is chasing them while they're going through this. The Prophet ﷺ leaves. Abu Ma'bad comes and he sees Umm Ma'bad's bowl filled with milk. He says, Umm Ma'bad, what is this? She says, جَاءَنَا رَجُلٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A blessed man came. And then he says to her, describe him to me. Who is this guy? And then she describes with this description. And it's a beautiful description. She says, the first thing she says is, ظَاهِرُ الْوَضَاءَ. He had his cleanliness. وَضَاءَ is like wudu, which is cleanliness. She says his cleanliness was ظَاهِر. It was apparent. First thing she noticed about him. Which is also the first thing that Jibreel alayhi salam, that Umar noticed about Jibreel. When Jibreel showed up, Umar says, a man came whose clothes were really white and his hair was really black. That's what he noticed about him. Because it is very difficult. You're traveling in the desert. How do you stay clean? How do you stay clean in the desert? And so when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows up, she says, ظَاهِرُ الْوَضَاءَ أَبْلَجُ الْوَجْهِ. His face was luminous. حَسَنُ الْخَلْقِ. His features were beautiful. And then she says, لَمْ تُعِبْهُ ثُجْلَ. He didn't have a protruding stomach. His chest and stomach were flat. وَلَمْ تَجْرِ بِهِ صُعْلَ. And he didn't have a small head. The Arabs used to consider that a small head indicated a small intellect. Small head, small brain. Don't look at the person next to you. And they used to consider that a big head was a big intellect. Bigger the skull, the bigger the brain. Okay, but she said he didn't have a small head. He had a flat chest, flat stomach. He didn't have a small head. Wasimun qasimun fi aynihi da'aj. She says he was wasim. Wasim means handsome. Qasim means well proportioned. Everything was well proportioned. He didn't have like, you know, some people, their legs are too long, their neck is too long, their arms are too long. He was well proportioned. وَسِيمٌ قَسِيمٌ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ دَعَجْ. فِي عَيْنَيْهِ دَعَجْ, he had wide eyes. And the Arabs loved wide eyes. It was a big symbol of beauty. He had wide eyes. في عينيه دعج وفي أشفاره وطف. And his eyelashes were long. So wide eyes, long eyelashes. وفي صوته صحل. And he had a raspiness to his voice. Not too raspy, but there was some raspiness there. وفي صوته صحل وفي عنقه سطع. And his neck was long as well. Also beautiful. وفي لحيته كثافة. And his beard was thick. His beard was thick. And we know that the beard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to cover his chest. It used to cover his chest. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beard was so broad and it was so big that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum they recognized that his lips were moving in the silent prayers because of they could see the movement of his beard. So it's obviously going beyond his neck to the point where they could see from behind the movement of his beard, indicating the movement of his lips in a silent prayer. وفي صوته صحل وفي عنقه سطع وفي لحيته كثافة. Then she says, أحور أكحل أزج أقرن. أحور means that the whiteness of a person's eyes is very white and the blackness of a person's eyes is very black. So that's also a sign of beauty. الحور العين. It's the same concept. حور العين أحور. So he's أحور أكحل. أكحل comes from كحل. So he looked like he was wearing kuhul on his eyelashes, but it was natural. He wasn't wearing kuhul, but his there was a darkness to his lashes. أحور أكحل أزج أقرن. أزج means the eyebrows that he had were arching. So he had arching eyebrows, and أقرن means that he had hair in between his eyebrows, that thin line of hair that he had in between his eyebrows. أقرن. Now, she saw him once, and other companions of the Prophet ﷺ said that when they described Rasulullah ﷺ, they said, لَيْسَ بِأَقْرَنَ. They said, actually, he wasn't like that. He didn't have hair in between his eyebrows, but they said that it was عِرْقٌ كَانَ يَظْهَرْ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. That it was a vein that would appear when the Prophet ﷺ was angry. So sometimes the angle, and it looks like there's hair there, but there wasn't hair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best why she might have thought that I was imagining like what would cause the Prophet ﷺ to be angry in that moment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, maybe some sort of exertion, maybe it was the shadow, maybe it was him milking the goat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So she says, Azaj Aqran. And then she says, Shadidu Sawad al-Shar. She says that his hair was very black. And this is also important. When the Prophet ﷺ passed away, remember, this is the Hijrah, so there's still 10 years of his life left. He's 53 years old at this time. He doesn't pass away until 63 years old. And Anas ibn Malik counts, near the end of the Prophet ﷺ's life, the amount of white hairs that he had were around 17 or 18. The Prophet ﷺ had less than 20 white hairs. Aisha radiallahu anha counted the same amount, 15, 16, 17 white hairs that Rasulullah ﷺ had. So he was... Again, the image of someone who's 63 years old with a big white beard or something like that, that's not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she says, شَدِيدُ سَوَادِ الشَّعْرِ He had very... and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair, by the way, is described as being wavy. It was neither silky, nor was it curly. But it was wavy in between being silky and being curly. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had his skin was white with a rosiness to it. It was white with a rosiness. And when we say white, we mean white for that region. We don't mean European white, but white according to the Arabs, according to the standard of the Arabs, of the Arabian Peninsula. Cool. Then she says, إِذَا صَمَتَ عَلَاهُ الْوَقَارِ وَإِذَا تَكَلَّمَ عَلَاهُ الْبَهَاءِ She says that when he was quiet, he had an aura of respect. And when he spoke, he had baha, he had light. There are some people who, when they're quiet, they're very respectable. And then they talk, and you lose respect for them, right? That's the case, that's the reality. Some people, when they talk, like they just have such a regalness to themselves when they're sitting and they're quiet. And then they start talking, and you're like, okay. Then you have the opposite. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was quiet, he had that aura of respect. And when he spoke, it was unbroken. unbroken. Now she's starting, she's not describing his physical features as much now. She's now going to speak about his personality a little bit. And then she's going to speak about his gravitas. She's going to speak about, because that's all part of a first impression. She's describing a first impression of the Prophet ﷺ. And then she says, he says, إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ عَلَاهُ الْبَهَاءُ أَجْمَلُ النَّاسِ وَأَبْهَاهُمْ مِنْ بَعِيدٍ وَأَحْسَنُهُ وَأَحْلَاهُ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. She says he was the most beautiful person from a distance. He was the most beautiful person from a distance. And he was the sweetest from up close. There are some people from a distance, they look very beautiful. And then they get closer and you change your mind. But he was the most beautiful from a distance. And as he got closer, he was أَحْلَاهُ, he was the sweetest. And then she says, حلو المنطق. His speech was sweet. His speech was حلو. It was sweet. Talking to him was sweet. She says, فَصْلٌ لَا نَزَرْ وَلَا هَذَرْ. He was in between. He was لَا نَزَرْ وَلَا هَذَرْ. He was لَا نَزَرْ وَلَا هَذَرْ. Nazar is someone who doesn't give you any words. It's like pulling teeth. How are you? Fine. How was the program today? Good. What are you up to? Nothing. Like that's nazar. Very, very hard to get a word out of them. It's very difficult to talk to them. And then hadar is like, you just get in the car, you say, salam alaikum, and then you don't have to say anything for the rest of the car ride. You've done your part of the conversation. They're off. So she says, it is neither nazar wala hadar. Talking to him is neither this, nor it is like that. She says, كَأَنَّ مَنْطِقَهُ خَرَزَاتَ نَظْمٍ يَتَحَدَّرْنِ. Beautiful. She says, it's as if his speech is a set of beads that are falling. You know, when beads fall, they don't jump over each other. It's organized, one after the other. It's very, very rational, very logical, the way that some people, when they start telling a story, they take you all over here. You know some people? I'm always amazed at the people who are talking and they interrupt themselves. You ever talk to people who interrupt themselves? Like, you don't even need to interrupt them. They're interrupting themselves as they're going around trying to explain something. So she's saying, no, it's like beads falling from a string. It's very, very in sequence, his speech. And then she says, and then after that she says, he has companions who listen to his every word. That he has companions who listen to his every word. If he speaks, they are quiet. And if he commands, they raise to his command. So now she's noticing how does everybody respond to him. And that's also part of his impression. She notices that he's the one who's leading, and they're in such reverence of him. They're respecting him so much, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so then when she describes that, when she describes this to her husband, he says, this is the man that Quraysh is looking for. This must be him. He's the one that Quraysh is looking for. In any case, the description of the Prophet ﷺ continues, but when you look through it, you find that Rasulullah ﷺ is described as being wasi' al-sadr, azim al-mankibain. The Prophet ﷺ had a broad chest. Rasulullah ﷺ had broad shoulders. Rasulullah ﷺ had big and large joints, he had fleshy hands, he had fleshy feet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a thin line of hair in between his chest going down until his navel, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was considered to be of the most beautiful that any of them had ever seen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.